Station X has just been beckoned over to the Museum of Computing. I think that's modern computing. Never get it right. It's a room full of fascinating, incredible tech that makes you realise how things have really moved on in some ways. Not so much in style. I'm speaking to Gareth. What are you doing here today?
Well, I'm Gareth Mitchell. I'm the presenter of Digital Planet, which is the technology programme from the BBC on the radio. And we're here basically doing a whole edition. In fact, next week's edition, the 26th of May edition of the programme from here. And just having a great time.
Is this the first time you've been to Bletchley Park?
It is indeed, yes. And I've been working in technology, radio and journalism for about 15 years. So to my shame, this is the first time I've been here.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I've been... The first time I came was only last year, and now I must have been about 10 times, and I'm still finding new stuff out. It's pretty phenomenal what this place has achieved, I think.
I know, and it tells such a story as well. I mean, clearly Bletchley Park is most famous for being the place where those, you know, the German encrypted and ciphered codes were broken so that the British military could get a handle on what, you know, the German objectives were in the Second World War. So it had a decisive effect on the outcome.
They say
of the
2 years shorter, maybe.
Indeed. I mean, you know, so it doesn't get much more decisive than that. But what I hadn't realised was also here is a kind of more recent history of computing. So there are some wonderful blasts from the not-so-past 1970s, 1980s, you know. So I've seen a Commodore VIC-20, I had one of those, the old BBC Micro, and even the original IBM PC and the original Macintosh computers, Apple Macintosh, you know, both together. So you can, it tells you the point in kind of recent-ish computing history where those two diverged, I suppose.
And a real trigger to the mind as well. It really takes me back to my first computer, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it even reminds me of the first computer program I ever wrote, which would have been in BASIC, and was probably something like 10, print, something rude about somebody else's school, and then 20 go to 10, exactly, and then type in run, and the screen would fill with this text.
We come from a similar era. Can you give us any secret insights as to what the Digital Planet program will be about?
Yeah, I can give a few things away. There's some great things in it. I mean, obviously, we're telling a lot of the story of Bletchley Park, but there with a few kind of quirky extras, including a kind of musical interpretation of Colossus, which was this huge code-breaking computer here. I'll say no more other than that there may be a ringtone associated with it.
Fantastic. Wow, I am intrigued. And when do we need to tune in?
Right, okay. So if you're listening on the radio in the traditional means, then it's various times of day on Tuesday, the 26th of May. But also it's downloadable as a podcast. So the best way to find it is just go to bbcworldservice.com and find Digital Planet from the A to Z programme list, or just type in BBC Digital Planet into iTunes and you can find the podcast that
Fantastic.
Way.
Fantastic. Who have you got as part of your crew today before we sign off?
On the crew today, we have producer Michelle Martin and, of course, the famous Bill Thompson, who is our sort of studio commentator and general expert in everything.
Excellent. He'll like that. In fact, he'll have it on his mood cards in no time. General expert in everything.
Yes, it's because I knew he was going to hear this, so I thought I'd better say it.
Thanks very much, Gary.
Cheers.